This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Of all the constituencies that Governor Peter Shumlin will need to win over to move forward with single-payer health care, perhaps none are as powerful as Vermont's hospitals. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, hospital executives worry that publicly financed health care could harm the quality of medical services.
Jill Barry Bowen is the CEO of Northwestern Medical Center in St. Albans. And Bowen says she's an enthusiastic proponent of Governor Peter Shumlin's plan to overhaul the way health care is delivered in Vermont. The Democratic governor wants to upend the payment model so that providers are compensated based on their patients' health rather than the volume and type of treatments that they provide.
I think we're definitely very on board with getting paid for performance, our quality indicators, and our outcomes.
But there's another key part of Shumlin's reform agenda that has Bowen and other hospital CEOs more worried, and that's his plan to reduce private health insurance premiums with public financing.
I think that it's going to be more pressure on the delivery system to reduce costs, and will that ultimately impact the ability for folks to access care?
Shumlin wants to do away with private premiums and employer-sponsored health plans and replace them with new taxes that would generate about the same amount of money. Shumlin hasn't said how he'd raise the approximately $2.2 billion needed to fund the plan, but this financing concept is the essence of what's become known as, quote, single payer. The problem, according to hospital CEOs, is that public revenues often come in under target.
I think what concerns me the most is that we move into a single payer system, and the single payer system is not adequately financed. And it ends up becoming mercy to yearly budget crunches and budget cuts that the state is faced with.
Thomas D., CEO of Southwestern Vermont Medical Center in Bennington, says Vermonters need look no further than this past summer to find justification for this concern. Faced with a $31 million revenue downgrade, lawmakers in the Shumlin administration opted to solve the budget shortfall by reducing the amount of money hospitals are paid to treat Medicaid patients.
To have random cuts take place that are not based in a rational system is not going to service the health care needs of our population in Vermont.
Robin Lunge, Shumlin's director of healthcare reform, says public financing is the only surefire way to ensure that everybody in Vermont has insurance. Lunge says that the administration is working to develop a public financing plan that will ensure revenues sufficient to pay for annual increases in medical spending.
I don't think Vermonters will want to underfund their hospitals or their doctors. I think Vermonters feel that having a quality healthcare system is important.
B. Grouse, CEO of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems, says hospital administrators will work closely with Peter Shumlin on certain aspects of system reform.
But we certainly will come up against issues where we're going to have to agree to disagree, and public financing may be one of them.
Assuming Shumlin is reelected in November, he'll unveil his public financing plan next year. And if he does, hospitals may emerge as its most powerful opponent. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.